You're about to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Short interviews with high school seniors about what they want to do after high school, as well as the memories they made during high school.
Logan Beam, you are a senior here at Valdez High School. How are you feeling about that?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous? Why are you nervous?
Because it's over.
It's over, and you got to figure out where to go next. Any ideas?
No clue.
You'll be in Valdez, I would imagine, for the summer?
No clue.
No clue. Well, tell us about some of the things you did while here at Valdez High School, extracurricular activities or classes that you really got a lot out of.
I didn't. I just sat down, did my classes.
But you got through, so you must have done something.
Nope. Just did them.
What about anybody who's really influenced you throughout your high school years? Any mentors or teachers or people in the community that made an impact on you?
My dog's pretty neat.
Your dog is neat?
Yeah, she was there for me.
Well, okay, what's her name, as long as we're getting personal about your dog?
Sega.
Did you name her after a game?
No.
What are some of the things you're into? You mentioned you like gaming, right? So computer-wise, what if you could be like a... There are games where people play careers, where people play games. That would be ideal?
No, that's not for me.
What about advice for young kids? Do you have any?
No.
We're here with Caitlin Mond, a senior. Can you believe you've made it?
It's been a long time coming.
So it sounds like you're ready. What are your plans?
I'm going to stay here in Valdez and go to the community college for 2 years. And then afterwards, I'm planning on going down south, but not quite sure which school yet.
All right. And why down south?
Try and see something new. I love Alaska and it's my home. And maybe I'll come back, but to expand as a person, I just want to try and see other parts of the country.
Any idea on a career path?
Not quite yet. I have a few interests, like English is a really big passion of mine, so maybe I'll pursue it.
And what were some of the classes or experiences you had here at Valdez High School that you feel really influenced you?
I think choir and music has really helped me just gain confidence and more ability to meet new people, and then English has really let me express my opinions or just whatever I was feeling.
All right. And where do you see yourself 10 years from now? What kind of person do you want to be?
I'll just go wherever life leads me and I'll see how I am then.
All right. And you did a little bit of homeschool, a little bit of in school. I think you're more here than at home this year. Was that a good experience for you?
It was a really good experience. With homeschooling, I really learned a lot of the value of time management. And then you get a little more independent. And I think it'll really help with college.
And what did you like about being in school a little more here your senior year?
You get to be with the people you grew up with, and you get a few more experiences that you wouldn't necessarily get back just at home.
And any advice for young kids?
Chase after your dreams. Nothing's impossible.
Thanks for listening to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. And an even bigger thank you to our sponsors, Arts Design, Prospector, Innovations Hair Design, Polar Tankers, Glacier Automotive, First National Bank Alaska, Valdez Native Tribe, Sound Realty, Edison Schwest, North Pacific Fuel, Alaska Halibut House, Valdez Senior Center, Laborers Local 341, Valdez Office Supply, and Haltness Equipment.